The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go, girls. I run the world, girls. I run the world.
Wednesday, I'm going to take you into a little conversation I had with Carter. He's 9 years old. He thinks he knows everything, but there are certain moments that just remind me of children's innocence, and this was one of them.
Excited.
So Art recently had a procedure where they had to put him under. So I was kind of preparing the boys because they were in the car with me. We had to go pick him up. And so I told him, I said, okay, boys, daddy's going to be a little loopy. They had to give him drugs. The look of terror on Carter's face, and he was like, my daddy does drugs? And I was like, no, okay, bad choice of words. No, they had to put him under anesthesia so that he wouldn't feel the pain. And then the look of terror got even worse, and I'm like, what is going on in this child's mind? And he goes, oh no, my daddy's not gonna remember us? I'm like, no, Carter, that's amnesia, not anesthesia.
Oh, that is a fantastic parental conversation you had with your son. I'm actually impressed he knows what amnesia means, to be honest.
I was too. And it took me a second when he said, like, he's not going to remember us, for me to like click. And I was like, oh my gosh, Carter. No, that's, you are way off. By the way, Art is fine, and so is his memory. But it was one of those moments that really reminded me, I'm like, oh, kids are so innocent.
That is amazing by him. He's very, very inquisitive. And well, he knows his words too. Like, amnesia is a tough word to know. And the drugs whole thing, it's almost, it drove you nuts just trying to get through it because of his attitude.
They think they know everything. And then in reality, I'm like, no, you're only 9 years old. You don't know everything. So for Woman Wednesday, what word was it that your child got confused? Maybe they thought they knew what it was, but it was not what it really is.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yes. Did you have a situation like this? We want to hear from you.
888-431-3764. Give us a call or send us a text. Carter's aging you real quick with how inquisitive he is.
Oh, Carter's, he's a fun one. My 9-year-old, I had to explain to him, my husband had a procedure and they had to be put under anesthesia. And so I was telling him, I said, daddy's going to have anesthesia. And he goes, oh my gosh, daddy's not going to remember us. It's like, that's amnesia, Carter. Wrong word.
I think it's quite brilliant. He knows what amnesia means. My son, who's 5, he should know the difference between he and she. He's still calling daddy a she sometimes.
Well, so do I. 714 here says, I had some dental work done, and my daughter told her teacher that I had cocaine. She really meant Novocaine.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah. I got a call from the school really quick to clarify that.
Your daughter said some disturbing words to me this morning.
Right?
Just want to check on you. It's unbelievable. Here we've got, my son is 1. He just started saying words. Sometimes he says a swear word instead of dad when yelling for his dad. That's from the 951.
Yeah, truck was a very hard word for the boys to learn. I was like, you're not saying it quite right. Mary in Moreno Valley, did you have one of these moments where your kid just said the wrong word?
She did. She was actually about 12, I think, and she thought that pedestrian was a religion when it was actually more like Protestant.
So where was she trying to use this?
She got a phone call from a friend about going to church, and I was like, well, what, you know, what religion do they follow? And she said, pedestrian. And I'm like, a pedestrian is somebody who's, like, walking, you know, like, going in the crosswalk. It's like, no, Mom, it's pedestrian. So this is also the same child who thought a motorhome could have a basement.
All right, yeah, you lost me there, kid. I could see your train of thought. The motorhome with the basement, not so much.
What words has your kids got mixed up? Give us a text or send us a call. 888-431-3764.
I don't know about your kid, but my kid thinks he knows it all. And then there are certain times where it just shows that, no, buddy, you're only 9 years old, okay? You still have a lot of innocence in you.
Like yesterday. It's a great story.
Yeah, the other day, Art had a procedure done and they had to give him anesthesia. So I was trying to prepare the kids. I said, daddy might be a little loopy. They had to give him drugs. And Carter was like, my dad does drugs. And I was like, no, no, they had to give him anesthesia so that he wouldn't feel the pain. And then the look of terror on Carter's face, and he was like, you mean he's not going to remember us? I was like, no, Carter, that's amnesia.
That
I'm
is
talking
amazing.
About anesthesia.
I don't think I knew what amnesia meant at 9 years old. Actually, there's no way I did. I'm going through all these texts here. A lot are too inappropriate for me to read.
But yeah.
I don't know, but 909 says, my son used to say bunglebee for bumblebee, and the other day he said a cheerio for churro.
Okay.
I still make those mistakes at 38.
909 says, potty training my son. I had left him on the toilet for a few minutes. I had to go do something myself. When I came back, he told me, I need my private seat. He was trying to say privacy.
Oh.
At 2 years old, though, that is credits.
And you sort of do have a private seat on the toilet, don't
yeah.
you?
Get out. I need my private seat. Kristen and Sam Bernardino, has your kid done this?
Yeah, she did. My daughter must have been about 7 or 8 years old, and we had gone out to sushi for dinner, and she had some crab legs. And without missing a beat, she says, Mom, can you help me get the chicken out of the crab?
That's actually adorable.
That's amazing.
I said, excuse me? So she's almost 16 now, and everything is chicken.
With kids, it's so much easier. Everything is chicken. And hey, look at Jessica Simpson. The whole chicken of the sea thing, it worked out for her, okay?
Right. That's a great point.
Jen in Orange, did your kid do this, getting some words mixed up?
She did. We were on a cruise, and she was eating a lot of meat, so I said she was a carnivore, and she just said, no, I'm a Virgo.